A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. The apostles and presbyters, in agreement with the whole church, decided to choose representatives and send them to Antioch with Paul and Barnabas. The ones chosen were Judas, who was called Barsabbas, and Silas, leaders among the community. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Jesus said, "This is my commandment, love one another as I love you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I no longer call you slaves, because a slave does not know what the master is doing. I have called you friends, because I have told you everything I have heard from my Father. It was not you who chose me, but I who chose you, and appointed you to go and bear fruit that will remain, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name will be given to you. This I command you, love one another." The Gospel of the Lord. A childhood memory came to mind as I reflected on today's readings. It took me back to gym class and waiting to be chosen for one of the teams for a game of kickball, softball, floor hockey, or whatever else we were playing. Those who were naturally inclined to play sports were always chosen first, because, of course, the name of the game for either team was to win. For those who were less athletically inclined, however, this was always a time of dread, embarrassment, and nerves, knowing they would be chosen not because they could play the game, but because they had to play the game in order to get a grade for that section of class. This way of choosing didn't do much to build up one's self-esteem. It's a good thing that God, through the Spirit and in Jesus, chooses differently. In today's first reading, Barsabbas and Silas are chosen to accompany Paul and Barnabas and deliver a message to the church at Antioch. They were chosen because of their leadership in the nascent community. In the Gospel, Jesus speaks of choosing his disciples. Like the disciples, we are chosen, elected by God for one purpose only, to love one another. This choosing has nothing to do with skill. It has everything to do with potential. In choosing us for discipleship, God focuses on our potential to grow in the way of God. The way of God is the way of love. We are chosen. In fact, we are created to love. Having created us in the divine image, God knows of our potential to love and to love in the divine image. It is we who squelch that potential at times with our less than loving ways. Jesus is clear in his communication to his disciples. Love one another as I have loved you. What does that love look like? Well, we know it from the gospel stories of Jesus' teaching and healing. But Exodus chapter 34, verses 6 to 7, also describes the attributes of God, which is God's way of loving. With compassion, graciousness, being slow to anger, abounding in loving kindness, and being forgiving. And the familiar reading we often hear proclaimed at weddings in the first letter to the Corinthians chapter 13 also describes what love is. Love is patient, kind, not jealous, not pompous, not inflated or rude. Love is not quick-tempered. It doesn't rejoice over wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. all of this is what love is. It's a tall order, but it's one we've been chosen for as we make this journey of discipleship through life. We often think the saints were born with this great capacity to love in this way. But just looking at the examples of Peter and Paul can give us hope. They were both chosen by Jesus, but one denied him and the other persecuted him. They had to grow in their ability to love as Jesus loved. Thankfully, like them, God provides us plenty of opportunities throughout life to practice love and to grow in our potential to love as Jesus loved.